Good morning. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. I'm starting a little early for all of you that are listening in. The volume isn't working on my iTunes, so I can't play any background noise for you. So I thought I would just pop in and chat a bit. I'm back from vacation and ready to take your questions on calcium bentonite clay, and I already see that I have some. So I'm excited about that, and it's good to be back. I missed you guys. I had a wonderful vacation, but I can't help it. Sometimes on Thursday I was thinking about the call and hoping it went well with Carol being my co-host for the day, and appreciate those of you that listened in, and I do have some holdover calls from them, so we'll be starting in just a few minutes. But if anybody is on the line that right now and would like to chat a bit, go ahead. The line is open.
Appreciate those of you that listened in. And, I do have some.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. I have been buying clay from a place called bestbentonite.com. Do you know anything about that clay?
It's very difficult to tell. That's what happens when you order from a non-source provider. They get the clay other places, and often they don't even know specifics of what they're selling. I always consider it a red flag if they don't have a contact person that you can call and talk to and ask questions or any specific information on their clay, like the pH of it, if it's a calcium or sodium bentonite, if it was processed or if it's all natural, if it's had a quality control test, things like that, I consider a red flag. So that's the criteria I go by.
I've been having miraculous results with it.
Uh-huh. I have no idea what clay they're selling and, you know, where they're getting
right,
it.
Right.
And all clays work some. Are you taking it internally or externally?
Both. Although I did buy a liquid clay from Yerma Prima.
Oh, that's horrible stuff.
Oh, it is. It
tastes bad, doesn't it?
No, it has absolutely no taste.
Really? Well, the ones that we got were real thick and kind of gooey, and compared to the living clay, the living clay is very free, and it emulsifies very well.
Yeah, I just read about living clay for the first time a couple days ago and saw you were having a teleseminar.
I'm glad you joined us.
Pardon?
I said I'm glad you joined us.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. I really can't say anything other than what I'm experiencing is after 20 years of feeling crippled, I feel alive and joyful and no pain for the first time in what I can remember.
I have gotten those results before from people that just on taking it for the first time, they're suddenly pain-free. It acts very quickly, and a lot of times in unexplainable ways, it's difficult to say how the clay works. It communicates with the body. It's a catalyst, so it works with the body. And I've been told that the body can literally, with catalytic enzymes, can make what it needs, what it has a deficiency of, even if the element isn't in the clay. So I think that in and of itself, it's like the shrimp that lived in pools of clay water, and the biologist said there's no way they can live on clay and water alone because there's no caloric value to clay. But when they took them out and tried to feed them, they died, but when they put them back, they thrived. So they determined that the shrimp had enzymes that made peptide chains and made protein, even though clay didn't have the protein in it. And this is why we call living clays, your calcium bentonite, smectite clays, living clays, because they're capable of this chemical change. I call it biotransmutation. They sort of communicate with each other and take what it needs for the building block for the body to make what it is deficient in. So that alone is quite amazing.
I just bought your book. It came today, and I'm just excited as can be to get into it, but I really wanted to hear your conference here.
Well, good, good. Well, thank you, and I think you'll enjoy the book. It's pretty easy for laymen to understand. And if you don't, bring your questions here, and we'll discuss them. Or you can always give me a call. My number's in the back of the book.
Oh, okay.
My goal is to really spread the word about clay. People just don't know it's available and what it can do for the body. And it can replace about 50 things in your medicine cabinet without side effects. So that is good.
No, I am so thrilled. I mean, I've used it for, in 2 weeks, I've used it for an incredible amount of problems. And, I mean, my son-in-law had poison ivy so bad, I put it on him at night. In the morning, he woke up with just a tiny patch. I mean, it completely surrounded his ankles.
It is totally amazing what it does. It's like poison ivy's worst nightmare.
Yeah. I mean,
does
I mean,
the
just
same
the,
thing for acne.
Yes, I had, I've tried every prescription product known to man without results, and within a week, it's gone, completely, totally, utterly gone.
It's amazing. And I continue to be amazed at some of the things clay does. I don't think it'll ever quit surprising me. And I learned from my customers a lot of ways of using it and how they did and what happened and how it worked for them. Well, it's 12 o'clock now, so I'm going to open the seminar now and put you in lecture mode, but I will take questions later on. All right? Good morning. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. It's good to be back. My music on my iTunes couldn't play in the background, so I've been speaking to some people on the phone while we were waiting to get started. Missed you guys last week. I thought about you on Thursday, but I was on vacation and having a lovely time and knew you were good hands with Carol, so we'll start today. I already have some questions waiting on me, which is exciting, from Kyoko in Japan. Kyoko and I have been communicating. She was trying to help me get the clay that we wanted to donate to Japan there for someone in authority to use and would distribute. And we just, she and also a surgeon in Japan was trying to help me get connected with the power plant there, but we never did. But she's using the clay and telling people about it, and she lives there, and she had some really interesting questions. She had asked one question and then emailed another one, so I'm going to read the second email. I realize I need to clarify my point in regard to clay use against internal radiation exposure. I had posted yesterday, since I have read and reread your book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, I'm a big fan of it. I think I understand the basics. However, with the truth being unfolded in an untimely manner, as always, I've started wondering if I'm not doing my best just by drinking clay and trying to avoid going outside. Besides, I've had burning sensation in my throat coming back to Tokyo after a 3-week stay in the Philippines. It disappeared there. When I go out here in Tokyo, my eyes get irritated. I was wondering if there's something you can do with the fact that I use it to be highly chemical sensitive. So I just wanted to know if there's something extra precaution to take in taking the clay to benefit most from it while in Japan. Thank you, Kyoka. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing your name right, but I love this lady. She's just a wonderful spirit there and in a serious situation. Kyoko, drinking the clay is one of the main things you can do to keep from ingesting it, but you need to drink it throughout the day rather than just drink it once in the morning and once at night. Like before, eat right now because all of us, our vegetables and our produce may have been exposed to the radiation when it's carried on the wind, and at night when everything settles to the earth, as the radiation settles, it gets on our crops, our livestock, and just the crops, it gets in the milk. We know that to be true. So practically speaking, if you can drink a little before you eat anything, you're going to capture any radiation that might be in the food. So drinking a little clay periodically throughout the day will help keep any that's freshly ingested. For your eyes, the other day I made some eye wash, and I took a regular eye wash solution. It's called purified water. I buy it. It's Colorum Fresh Eyes Eye Wash. Now, it's not the solution for cleansing your eyes, for the lens cleansing, for contact lenses. Don't confuse it with that. But I got a 4-ounce bottle, and I put 2 tablespoons of clay in a glass jar and gently poured the water, the eye wash solution, over the clay and just left it. And I left it for 24 hours, and then I poured some off the top into a little cup to do your eye wash, where you hold it up to your eye and lean back and blink your eye and wash your eye out. And I also put some in a little bottle with a dropper so I can take it with me. I tend to get dry eyes too. And so also I get allergies and my eyes just itch like fire, and it helps put out the itch. The other thing to do for the eyes is to make a poultice of the clay. I use the cleansing clay mask recipe if you're using living clay. And take that cold mud, close your eye, and put it over the eye cavity. Just fill it real thickly over the eye cavity. You can lay a wet wash rag over it and lay down for 15 or 20 minutes. Get up, wash it off, and do the other eye. And I say one eye at a time so you can find your way to the bathroom. Or go ahead and do both eyes and lay the wet wash rag over it, and then you can kind of wipe off the heavy part enough to open your eyes to get in to wash your face off. To do that for 15-20 minutes, depending on how severe your eye problem is absolutely wonderful. Makes them feel great. Now, the other thing is when you go outside, you're being exposed to it on your skin, your hair, your face, anything that's exposed. If you live in Japan, like Kyoko does. So I would take clay baths 1 to 2 a week. Now, if you're right in the area and you know there's heavy exposure, or you worked around the plant or live right around where the plant is, I would take 2 baths a week. In the first few baths, I would use 2 cups of clay. Now, there is a video on aboutclay.com. If you go to clay information and scroll to the bottom of the page, that shows you how to mix the living clay product for the liquid and for the clay baths. So it explains it. There's also a little book there, How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay, and it's a little instructional manual, how to make poultices, how to make the clay mask, how to make the liquid, how to make the clay bath solution. And it's a free download for everybody. So that's, what I would do for the situation in Japan. I would definitely take 1 to 2 clay baths a week, because if it's already gone into, through the skin, into your body, this is going to pull it out. Clay baths, I just cannot say enough for them. It's amazing how bathing in a solution of clay and water, the hot water, the warm water opens the pores of the skin, and the clay is strong enough to literally pull old toxins that we have lodged in our joints and system from radiations, medical radiations, all we've had all our years, walking through the airports, all the exposure we have to radiations, as well as toxins and chemicals and heavy metals. It will pull these out of the body. And if you've never had a clay bath, I can't explain the luxurious feeling of having your first one. You relax. Your muscles are totally relaxed. Sometimes the first bath, when you get out, you feel a little woozy, or a few people feel their heartbeat kind of palpitating. The energy is flowing in your body. You've opened up the channels, and usually that's just one episode of that. Now, if you take very hot water in your baths, if you're really serious about detoxing and use hot water to open those pores good, I would take a glass of water to drink because you will lose electrolytes. It's kind of like sweating when your pores are open, and, you know, athletes sweat. They're detoxing when they're sweating, and they're also losing electrolytes. So when you replenish yourself with water or an electrolyte drink, you'll keep that balance going. But I do highly recommend the clay baths. If you've never had one, just take one, especially if you've worked out, your muscles are sore, you'll tell the benefits right away. If you have things like shingles or poison ivy, clay baths are good if you have it all over your bath and then get up and put it directly on the place. It's summertime. A lot of people are getting into poison ivy. I've gotten lots of comments from that. And I got one from one of the people listening in this morning whose son got in poison ivy, and it was all the way around his ankle. They put the clay mud on it, left it on all night. The next morning there was only one tiny little patch that was still irritated. So that's how quickly clay works. Let's see, I'm going to go back over and see if we have any more questions. Oh, yes, we do. Kenny in Orange. Perry, have you heard from anyone about clay helping with the LS Lou Gehrig's disease? No, I have not. I think that really affects the nervous system, and I'm not sure if clay helps that or Alzheimer's. So those are two areas. MS is another one. I haven't heard of clay helping those. Sorry about that. Now, it can help you help him in helping balance his system and staying in equilibrium. It just helps your general immune system, but it won't repair the nerve damage that's done, the muscular nerve damage that's done. But if you've ever taken clay, you know there are more benefits than one. I mean, it's going to cleanse his colon. It's going to balance his pH. It's going to get rid of parasites that might be draining on his body. So it's still a good thing to take the clay. I recommend it to everybody, whether you're sick or not, to take it internally. Okay, I have a question from Tom Gooley in Charlotte, North Carolina. One of our customers is concerned about getting too much calcium. Can you tell us how many milligrams of calcium are in a tablespoon, a half an ounce of bentonite clay, and what are your thoughts on too much calcium? Well, I can't tell you how many milligrams are in a tablespoon. I know what percentage of calcium, but here's the thing. The minerals in clay are fused into the clay molecule. They make up the clay molecule. Like there are a lot of ingredients that make up a rubber tire, and you don't break them out. But it's a supercharged compound from the heat of the volcano. These elements are fused together, mostly in parts per million. Now, clay is dominant in calcium, and in the adsorption layer, this is only with smectite clays that have the adsorption layer, a little bit of calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, and one other element there are thrown off in exchange for the baddies. It's called the cation exchange capacity. But there is not enough to make a mineral supplement. It won't qualify as your daily supplement of calcium. In fact, it's very little. You will get a tiny bit, but it's not going to be enough to support the body's calcium needs in any way, shape, or form. So I wouldn't worry about it doing that. Laura in Idaho. Can you give clay to children? If so, how much? I have a 9-year-old. Absolutely. My grandson had his first clay bite of clay when he was 6 months old. He drinks clay. He tends to not eat a balanced diet, and he eats lots of fruit, so he gets over acidic, and he gets a little diarrhea. So he'll drink a clay. He'll say, "My stomach hurts, Mina," and I know what's happened. I give him a little clay in some apple juice. So and for an adult, we say two ounces. And for a child, you can give them a tablespoon of the liquid. You can put it in their cereal, in applesauce. You can put it in a smoothie. They won't even know it's there. So, yes, it's beneficial. You can do that once to twice a day. It's just going to get rid of the parasites. A lot of children have pinworms. It's going to get rid of these. It'll cleanse their system and help balance them and just help them overall. So, good question. I've even put like a half a teaspoon recommended for babies, for infants that are on the bottle that might be colicky and like that. All right, I have a question from Dallas. I have a condition called mitral valve prolapse, which sometimes causes irregular heartbeat. Will clay help to alleviate this condition? I don't really know. Clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so I don't know how it would get to that, but then I've seen miraculous things that clay does, so I never underestimate the power of clay. And I say that because I have acid reflux in the hiatal hernia valve. And yet, after I take clay, it doesn't matter if the valve is working or not. I don't have the acid reflux. But that is going directly into the alimentary canal, and the clay isn't absorbed into the bloodstream. However, it will enrich the blood, which is done through your diastase oxidase enzymes. As I was saying a little earlier before the show started, if you tuned in early, clay has the ability as a catalyst to help the body refill a deficiency of some element, even though the element isn't in the clay. And it's called biotransmutation. So the body has these enzymes, and they can make they can make, like in the case of the shrimp, that made peptide chains and made protein for the body. And there's no protein in the clay. So it can do these things beyond our understanding and beyond the understanding of scientists, too, and physicists and chemists. We're all still trying to figure out clay, just like we are trying to figure out how the body works, as miraculously as it does. So if you want to try it, it definitely won't hurt. Another thing you might do is put a poultice right over that area. Clay is so bad, it will stimulate blood flow and oxygen and open the flow of energy. And maybe a poultice on top might help too. All right, let me go back and see if we have more questions. Yes, we do. Norman from Marlboro, Massachusetts. Good morning, Norman. Would the clay applied to the chest area be good for rapid or regular heartbeat? I drink 2 ounces of clay 2 times a day, but it doesn't seem to help. I don't want to take the Comedan. Thank you. Well, we were just talking about that, Norm, and I would try the poultice over the heart, over that area, and see it. And let me know if you get some results. I'd really like to know to be able to pass this on to other people. Clay is about balance, and it wants to balance the system and get everything working functionally correct. But not being absorbed into the bloodstream from internally, I don't see how it can affect it. But through a clay poultice, you might be surprised. So try that and let me know how it works. Thank you for your question.